So, hello everyone. This will be my very first time doing an AMA. Just want to take a brief moment to just say to everyone, I'm amazed. I'm sitting here blushing. I don't even know what to really say. I'm a bit speechless just because I jumped into GWA just thinking it might be a fun little thing to do on the side. You know, nobody's gonna listen to me. I don't have the most flattering of voices or whatever it be. And, you know, it's just be something fun to just flex my acting chops more than anything. And instead, I've been overwhelmed with positivity and love and just a lot better vibes than I was anticipating. Like I said, I figured it would be kind of one of those where I pump out a few, nobody listens, and I eventually just kind of give up. And I was okay with that. It wouldn't be anything bad, but instead I've just been seeing people fall more and more in love with listening to what I make, and I can't thank you guys enough. It really means a lot to me. And I always look forward to getting every single little comment on every one of my posts. It's always fun to read those, and like I said, I can't thank you enough, and I can't thank everyone else in this community who's been so warm and welcoming. So, there's my little rant of wanting to say thank you, but here I am sitting at 1,000 followers, so I thought I'd celebrate in some way, and what better way than to have you guys be free to ask me literally anything. So, I'm gonna go ahead and try my best to timestamp these so that you guys can see when you want to know what's going on. And we'll kick things off with user Rathalus. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Okay, so he gave me two questions. First one, what is my favorite audio that I've done so far? It's a hard call because there's one that really stood out to me that I did for a commission that I was really proud of. I might actually end up contacting them to see if I can publish it fully with their consent, because honestly, I put so much effort into it. It was really fun. I think it was like a 20-minute audio that came out to like 40 minutes of like actual recording that I had to do, since I was doing two people that sometimes layered over voices, and it was a really cool thing that I did, and I was really proud with how that came out. But probably my favorite public one, it's a tough call, but I really like the improv that I did with the, I think it was like your wife's clone and her double team you. That one was really fun, and I started toying with voice effects of my, it was just kind of hard trying to figure out how to distinguish two different characters while at the same time, technically, they're supposed to be the same person, but I was pretty proud of how that one came out, and since it was all improv, too, I'm really glad of how that came out. I guess the follow-up question that he had was, which one are you the most proud of? Either that one or, I'm trying to remember. There was one other that I was really proud of. I think it was my first Arachne audio. I think it was like human boys need to be fucked silly or something like that. I was really proud of how that one came out because of the modulation effect that I did of layering my voice together so that there were two of them kind of playing off at the same time, but at simultaneous different pitches, which give that cool little voice effect. So, thank you so much, Rathalus. So, up next on my little list, funny little joke actually outside of this, I made a little spreadsheet to actually keep track of who asked what questions and so I can handle the raffle. But anyways, from user TommyGun262. That should be right. First question, because they had three. Favorite music to play when I just need to unwind? That's a tough one, because I really bounce between a lot of different types of music. Recently, I went on an 80s pop kick. Most of it was honestly just Wham and Michael Bolton, which I love. But I really bounce around between a lot of things. Right now, I've gotten right back into riding my motorcycle, and which has been really nice to unwind. And with that, I kind of play like old music that I used to listen to when I was younger. So more like mid to late 2000s punk rock. But when I really, really, really need to relax, soundtracks. As somebody who is a dungeon master in D&D, and because I just love doing silly shit and pay attention during all the games that I focus on, video game soundtracks are a huge deal. Like, I can say right now, because I always listen to music whenever I record, even, I'm listening to the Ghost of Tsushima soundtrack, which I binged the hell out of that game and loved it to death. But that's getting off topic. To relax, it's a lot of soundtracks, and to unwind, it really depends on what I'm doing. But I really listen to just about everything. I mean, the joke is I listen to everything but country, but to be fair, that's kind of true. A lot of gangster rap also doesn't really hit with me. There's a couple exceptions here and there, for sure, but most of it is kind of eh on my boat. But it's just because I'm a metalhead. So your second question was, what inspired you to make audios? Boredom. Boredom's the first thing that came to my mind. I was really lacking kind of something to do. I think cause it was November of last year when I really started. I was kind of bored. I needed something to distract myself, and I was between games and D&D. And a friend of mine introduced me to GWA because I told him Pornin wasn't really hitting it for me. And he's like, hang on, I got something for you. And I'm like, okay, what is this? And he showed me GWA, and I think the very first person I ended up listening to was Nightfawn. Shout out to Nightfawn if you're listening, because your audio's kick ass. A lot of it was boredom. I had this one kind of minor fantasy of mine that I still kind of think I didn't really hit on the mark when I wrote my very first script, which was the Inquisitor's interrogation. And I still kind of want to play around with that some more, because I just love the idea of being held up in suspension with the Force. I think that's just such a cool idea. And GWA is kind of a unique place where you don't have to really have a smoking body to properly perform well, really. You just need an okay microphone and a lot of fun, really. So I was really inspired just by boredom, mostly. And your last question was, what is the most random trivia fact that I know? God. Okay, so I know these, like, I know weirdly obscure facts about both guns and planes. I could talk for hours about planes and guns. I never want to own a gun in my life, but I can tell you all about, like... Okay. Here's a weird trivia fact that I know. One of the most common shotguns that you can find in video games, at least when it came to things in sixth generation or prior, was the Pancor jackhammer, or at least designed relatively similar to the Pancor jackhammer, which is really stupid because they only made one of them. And they only made one Pancor jackhammer because it was a really inefficient type of gun. It didn't really work, and they kind of gave up on it. But for some reason, it's really hold this weird infatuation in video games. It's kind of the exact opposite of the FAL. The FAL is extremely, extremely widely known and pretty much everywhere. In majority of countries in both Europe, Africa, and some parts of Asia. Yet you don't really see it in games that often. I think that's coming, fixing now, but yeah. So those are my weird trivia facts that I know. So now for user Eric's 1997, you had one question for me, which was, what made me want to get into the erotic audio scene? Kind of covered this already with Tommy Gunn a little bit, but to kind of reiterate, mostly boredom. I'm usually a pretty open book with a lot of things to my friends. I like to make the joke that if I don't hold any fear, you can't hold anything against me. And it has pissed off one of my friends who likes to kind of find those little things and niggle at you a little bit, but I really don't have any shame. I mean, the exception being family, obviously. God, I would kill myself if they found out I did this, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, most of it was just boredom. I wanted to kind of flex my acting muscles a little bit more, besides just being a DM. I was a big theater kid when I was younger, so I thought this was a fun way to both be horny and act, so yeah. Okay, and so now I have a couple questions from the incredibly wonderful scriptwriter that is Sandy Stockings, too. Shout out to Sandy for all the amazing scripts that you write, and I'm sorry I haven't filled too many of them, but I will say, I won't tell you who, and I won't tell you what it is, but I will say, one of your scripts, somebody filling them, is actually one of my favorite audios that I come back to all the time. It's up to you to figure out what that is, though. So, your first question was, what attracts you to a script? Parentheses, plot, character, kink, mood, challenge, etc. To be honest, I'm kind of weird when it comes to my scripts that I film. I look at tags. Tags are a big thing for me. It really depends on the mood that I'm in right now at the moment. Usually the favorite ones that I think I will kind of be in a mood at some point for. I have the quote-unquote the list trademark. and tags are a real big thing. I don't really read scripts before I fill them, to be honest. I'll usually skim through them just to kind of gauge length. Length is a big thing for me. I don't want to do something that's like over about, I think my usual range is like 350 lines when it's double spaced. Anything more and that kind of becomes like, it's a little bit of an endeavor. The exception being, collabs. Although I don't do enough collabs, I'm usually really lazy in the editing process. So, and I feel bad for, Crow doing all my editing whenever it comes to doing collabs, so most of it's just length and tags, really. Character and plot does kind of have some to do with it, but not by much. There's one that I'm still really working on. It's a big challenge, but I really want to do it because it's another one of my favorite audios, and it's also like really campy and stupid. The Slutacular Spider Girl, if you've heard that one before. I think it'd be so fun to fill that one solo. It's just been kind of a pain in the ass. But, yeah, most of it has to do with tags and length, really. Because if there's a certain tag that's like a hard no for me, just immediately, nope, don't even consider it. But if it's got the ones that kind of fly with my kinks, you know I'm interested. Your second question was, what is the most surprising thing you've discovered about yourself since coming to GWA? I kind of discovered a little bit of a kink of my own that I had around when I jumped into GWA. I will say I think it was my girlfriend at the time who helped me kind of discover it more than anything else. But kind of reaffirming that by listening to a couple of different audios and filling a few scripts with that kind of kink helped reaffirm it. I found out that I actually have a little bit of a foot fetish, that being the kind of dominating aspect that comes with that. I just love that idea. So that was kind of the most surprising thing to come out of it, because I thought at first that was kind of a gross fetish. I trying my best not to shame, but it was something that I was kind of a hard no on for a while, because the body part doesn't appeal, but the mental state appeals, if that makes any sense. But yeah. And your third and final question for me was, what is one snack that I can't live without? Okay, I've got a bad sweet tooth. That's a guarantee. I love sweet things, but God, if I could have one snack that I could just munch on forever until the end of time, it'd be fried rice. I fucking love fried rice. Oh, it's so good. I could eat that shit for days. So, thanks, Sandy Stockings. And keep up the amazing work that you make all the time. So, following up after that, we've got a... Oh, shoot. All right, there we go. Sorry. I'm slowly losing my mind and losing track of everything, and I lost my place a little bit. I've got one from the user Grumpy Geek Guy, all one word. And I'm assuming he, with the name Grumpy Geek Guy, what script made you the wettest and had you come the hardest when you first read it? See, I don't really read scripts beforehand. So I don't know if that would directly apply. I will say the one that made me kind of the most horny when I was writing it out was probably my most recent script that I made. That was using your toys in like in public or whatever. I forget the exact name of it, but it was a fun little exhibition script that I remember writing. I wrote it out on vacation because I couldn't record right then, and God, it was so hot writing that. That one was really fun, but probably the one that made me most horny recording. I think my best bet would probably go with, what was it? Elven Slave Girl Tied to the Mast. That was a good one. That one was a really good one. So, thank you. So, up next, we have a question from user Aces High, which, shout out to that amazing song by Iron Maiden. Took me a half second to remember. Losing track of my mind. And they asked, what tags are your favorite? Or what tags do you feel like that I like best at in terms of mood or tone in a script? Tags that really I like a lot. Usually bondage and gag. Those are two ones that I really like doing. I feel like I've gotten really used to making blowjob noises. And so I always enjoy it when that's a portion of it. Same thing with cunnilingus. I think I kind of gotten that sound effect pretty fair down. But yeah, mostly bondage, kind of a BDSM nut. Shout out to all my BDSM homies, dab. but yeah, no, just a lot of things to do with, general bondage, gags. I'm trying to think of anything else that really kind of hits home, but that's really a good, reliable one. Collars, leashes, those kind of things. I really like those. So thanks for your question. So following that, we have a couple questions from user, I think it's, okay, I'm going to butcher this, Zoofer F8, I think. It's kind of similar to Zephyr. Their first question was, is the typo in my username on purpose? Yes, it is. I was expecting to get a bunch of these. Yes, I do Strawberry on purpose because I have in the past tried to get Strawberry as reliable as possible, but it's very inconsistent on whether or not like any scenario will accept it. So pretty much everywhere on the internet, whenever it asks me to make a username, it's Sergeant Strawberry. It's more reliable for me to just kind of guarantee that I get my username. If they ask for display name, I'll usually change it back to Strawberry, but yeah, I usually stick to Star like that. And your second question was, does it ever bug you that you're Strawberry instead of Strawberry? Not really, no. I think it's kind of become a bit of my brand, and I like, God, fuck it. I'm talking like a, oh God, brand. But I kind of like it just because it's a little bit unique and it kind of throws people off. It's something that you don't really notice for a long while since the R is such a small little letter. That and also I always always like to use it as the example of, I put the sex in dyslexia. So, thanks for your questions, Zoofer. And up next, we have a question, actually two of them, from, it was a Shot Conversation 829. And they asked, how interested, if at all, in race play are you? Like a white female for a black male getting dominated. I at one point received a commission, or a person asking about doing a commission for that. It's something I don't know if I'm severely comfortable with, unless it'd be kind of on a one-on-one scenario. I've dated a few people. I've dated a couple black girls and one black guy before. Just the idea of using phrases that would just be really harsh like that kind of... If it's something that they like and they enjoy, I can understand it and I'd be willing to kind of try it, but it's not something I'm very comfortable with, like, kind of posting to a general term. I don't like kind of using that term unless I'm kind of getting the express okay in a one-on-one scenario, if that makes any sense. Your follow-up question was, ever considered doing an audio for it? Like I said, maybe for a commission scenario, because, I mean, that'd be just for that individual person. I don't know if I'm comfortable with kind of posting it online. I understand it's a really sensitive topic for a lot of people, including myself, and it's something that I haven't really explored at all, and I don't think I would feel ever too comfortable doing it. I don't think it'd be a hard no, but it's kind of like a soft no. But thanks for asking. So after that, we've got a couple questions from, God, I love this name, Lucky Butt 2. God, what a lucky butt. So their first question was, what is the one kink that you just can't get into? It's a hard one because I don't know if there's any that I've really say is a hard, hard no for me. Besides like the ones that are pretty easy to guess for majority of people. I guess the easiest one I could mention is just furries in general. If you are a furry, great. I'm gonna politely ask that you keep that shit away from me. I don't know. It something like that kind of comes a little too close to bestiality for my comfort zone. I guess I understand that there is an appeal, but I just, it ain't me. But I always try to keep an open mind to some degree. The other one really being water sports, urination, all that. No. I can't understand the mental appeal to it, but physically I'll take a pass on that one. But I've always tried to keep an open mind about everyone has their own kinks, everyone's a little embarrassed by them usually to some degree. And I don't want to shame anyone, but I do have my limits. And your other question was, what tags do you like listening to on GTWA, and who do I like listening to on GTWA? That's a good question. Tags, same thing I like with recording. BDSM's a big thing for me. I like to listen to a lot of, I'll be honest, shout out to all my male recorders. They're amazing and they do a lot of great stuff. I usually can't listen to them personally. For some reason, when I'm in the audio headspace, I've got such a very lesbian-centric attitude. So a lot of FDOM stuff. A lot of FDOM, usually kind of kink-related to collars, BDSM, domination, mention, a little bit of degradation. I'm usually like where stuff is soft-spoken. Who do I like listening to? Well, the first person that I can immediately say is the big heavy hitter of GWA that I always see at the top whenever she posts, Belle of the Woods. She's great with her female stuff. I know Skitty GWA does great work, and I love listening to some of her things as well. Night Fawn is fantastic. And a recent addition to somebody I can't stop listening to is Verbal If You Please. She is fantastic. She's got a wonderful voice and caters exactly to my kinks. And she's just a fun person to talk to, too. So that always helps. But thank you for your questions, Lucky Butt, too. And speaking of the illustrious Verbal If You Please, she asked me quite a few questions. The first one being, when are you going to stop pretending to be a Switch and admit that you're nothing but a free use slut? Probably about the same time that you admit that you like being listening to my domination audios and you're nothing but a kinky little whore. So not even really going to dignify that one with the response because you know you love being dominated by me. That's not here nor there. Follow-up question. If you could live anywhere else, where would you live? Okay, my first thought immediately was to space, but I don't think that's really viable. The weeb in me is telling me, like, Japan or Korea, but I still don't know if I'd like that. I think, honestly, big place I would love to live is Germany, and up in, more accurately, the German mountains near the Swiss border. I hear it's absolutely fucking beautiful out there. And I love woodland and mountaineering areas. I think they have a border. I don't know. I'm American. I'm stupid. But I know that they have more mountainous terrain and some more woodlandy areas. And I love forests and stuff like that. So I'd love to live there. You also asked, if strawberries aren't your favorite fruit, what is? And if they are, what is your second? They are. Go figure, right? Name yourself Sergeant Strawberry. strawberry, but my second favorite fruit, that's a toughie, because most of the time when I have fruit, it's kind of smoothies, but I want to say raspberries. I like raspberries and blackberries. Those are kind of like a close second. The problem with me is the seeds are a little bit too crunchy for my liking, but other than that, they are delicious. You asked, what film can you watch on repeat? The prequel memer in me says Star Wars Episode 3, because that movie's 80% meme. But I do remember watching that, like, nonstop as a kid. However, now, the movie that I could just watch over and over and over again. Yeah, I recently watched one for the third time, and I'm still noticing pieces. Knives Out by Rian Johnson. Shout out to Knives Out, because that is just proof that Rian Johnson is a decent director. He just got handed a shit stick when it came to The Last Jedi, but I'm not going to get into that debate. Knives Out is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely go watch it. I watched it recently for the third time with some extra friends who hadn't seen it before, and I'm still noticing little details that I didn't pick up before, which is just so cool. What is my ideal temperature is another one that you asked. If we're talking indoors, like 69 degrees, nice. No, but really, around 68 to 70 degrees is comfy indoors. Outside... Oh, this is Fahrenheit, by the way, because I'm dumb and American and I can't do the conversion. Outside? I really like winter, but that's mostly for the snow. Ideal temperature would probably be like fall season, so I'm thinking like 60, 50 degrees. Maybe even in the 40, maybe even the high 40s to low 60s, I'd say. I like seeing the wonderful fall colors. And just, it's such a beautiful time at this time. And sweater weather is great. I love wearing my flannel. Okay, moving on, we have, would you rather never ride your motorcycle again or never be able to talk about planes again? Why you gotta do this to me, homie? I thought we were friends. I don't know if I want to give up either of those. I go to my motorcycle to relax. It's wonderful to ride, but... But planes, man! Fuck. If I had to pick, probably the talk about planes, just because it, I'll be honest, I'll never be able to fly a plane that I would really want to. It isn't a Boeing passenger jet, which is just so uninteresting. But, because I can at least ride my motorcycle, but I'd really not like to choose between either of those. If I could, thank you very much. And I'll still talk about planes and ride my motorcycle. Second to last question you had, what TV show should I add to my list that probably isn't there? I don't watch a lot of TV. I mean, I went through The Mandalorian and Clone Wars recently, which I don't know if you're a Star Wars person, and if not, and you haven't seen The Mandalorian and it's not on your list, fucking watch it. Hell, call me and we can watch it together. I can watch that show again for like the 7th time. Yeah, fuck movies watching on repeat. I will watch The Mandalorian like 800 times and still love every second of it because it's just a great show. And Baby Yoda's the cutest fucking thing ever. So, Mandalorian, I don't know if that would be your type, so I'm trying to think of obscure shows that I really recommend. Yeah, I'm kind of rolling a blank really on most of that, besides anime, which if you want to get emotional with anime, watch Angel Beats. That show has never failed to get me to cry. And if you want to watch an anime that's just really fucking good all the time, go and watch Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. That shit is cash money. And final question, do I have a favorite cheese? My immediate response was about to say Gouda, but Monterey Jack is like tied there with it. Monty Jack and Gouda are just fucking delicious. So thank you, Verbal, for all those wonderful questions, and hit me up if you ever want to watch The Mandalorian, because that shit is cash money. So up next, we have a couple questions from the amazingly talented writer, user My Oral Fixation. First of four was, you have to choose either Dom or Sub, and you are only allowed to take that one role for the next year. What do you go for? Sub. I'm already a sub-leaning switch, and I like to make the joke that most of the time I'm a dom by force and a necessity, mostly because my partners are usually too nervous or lazy to dom, but it's no big deal. I am a switch, but yeah, definitely sub. It's so much more fun. Second question is, you're magically given the chance to experience one story from your audios for real. However impossible it would be IRL, which one do you pick? That's a really good question, and a really fun one, too. My first and immediate response is to go straight for the Inquisitor interrogation, because Star Wars! I love Star Wars. That wasn't already obvious enough by my love of The Mandalorian. But, yeah, Star Wars is kick-ass. Kind of really thinking about it. God, I really should have pulled up all my audios before this. But I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Honestly, it's either that or... Now, this is if I'm in the position of the listener. Because, let's be honest, they get all the fun. If I was in the position of the listener, I probably would stick to the Inquisitor interrogation. It's just, it's so hot. Everything about it is just so hot. Probably that one. Best bet. If it's just for the scene. If it's living after, it'd be a different story, but yeah. Third question that you asked is, what will actually get you promoted to Captain Strawberry for all the depravity, hard work, so far that still hasn't gotten me that job? Honestly, the problem with being a sergeant right now is the fact that in order to get a promotion, I need to get up to, I think it's gunnery sergeant, then master sergeant, then staff sergeant, then captain. And there's so many hassles and perk points to get up there. It's just, I like being in command of my own squad, and that's it. So, I like being the squad leader. There's something nice about keeping it small scale. And to be fair, I'd also have to be bumped up to lieutenant before I could hit captain. But either way, I'm pretty happy with sergeant. Plus, truth be told, I usually pick the nicknames when it comes to so whenever I make alternative accounts on anything, I will usually bump up the rank to something else, but always associate the food with the rank. They have to start with the same letter. So it's Sergeant Strawberry, there's Colonel Cupcake, there's Captain Cucumber, and there was, I think it was General Gelato was one of my favorites. And there was also Major Muffin, that was the other one. So I always like doing that associated with the same letter. But most of the time it's just going to be Sergeant Strawberry. And last question that you had was, is there one particular fantasy you'd love to act out in an audio, but somehow haven't yet? This is one that I really would like to act out, is the idea of, I think I mentioned this earlier with writing, is using the Force from Star Wars as an ability of suspension. I could also do biotics from Mass Effect, honestly. The problem is getting is nailing sound effects. I wouldn't want to just kind of silently just imply it, but want to actually do that, like, that wavering little effect that they do in the Star Wars or in Star Wars, or that kind of wub noise that comes with the biotics from Mass Effect. But thank you, My Oral Fixation, for all those lovely questions. And following that, we have a single question from user Heretic Zaku. And they asked, what is one thing you won't record, not even for pay? Probably bestiality, anything to do with that, anything to do with defecation. Yeah, mostly those two. They're very hard no's. I mean, it's kind of obvious for a lot of people. It's very hard to find somebody who's into scat play. For most people, it's going to be a hard no, including myself. So, yeah. Okay, so we finally reached it. One of my favorite questions. Actually, probably my favorite question asked. From user An Amorous Perspective. And they asked, Sergeant Strawberry, the great horny war of 2020 has just begun, and you've been tasked with leading a ragtag team to save all of sex. No pressure. Who do you recruit? Why? And in parentheses, fellow content creators, fictional characters, and whatever you find hot. I think I asked for a limit on how big this squadron can be, and I think it was 5 including myself. So I got 4 other people to choose from. So I'm going to try to do a little bit of everything. Fellow content creator, it's a toss-up. Part of me wants to say user Captain North, because she's just got a certain type of energy that I can't really describe that I love. Or user Verbal, if you please. Either of them would be really fun. And if I ended up getting Captain, I would probably say that she would be... I'll sign roles for later, but for now, when it comes to content creators, yes, that would be one. A person in real life now that I totally have a crush on, I'm gonna say Keanu Reeves. Keanu's a good boy. I love him. He's a very good man. I appreciate everything about him. And he's definitely my type of guy. and I'm usually pretty picky when it comes to men, so God bless Keanu. I'm gonna go with something out of a game, because I've been gaming a lot pretty hard. It's a hard one. I kind of want to say Geralt of Rivia, but I kind of don't, because he's very cold with a lot of things. I don't know why I got Mass Effect on the mind. Fuck it, I'm gonna go with Garrus Vakarian from Mass Effect, because that boy is just... God, I love Garrus. Garrus is a good man. And you know what? When it comes to content creators, I'm sorry, Verbal, but I'm going to have to go with Captain. So I've got Captain North, I've got Garrus Vakarian, and I've got Keanu Reeves. I'm trying to think of one other that I could bring along. What would I pull that from? Okay, so media outside of games. I think that's what I'll do that one from. That's a toughie. Media outside of games. Fuck it, The Mandalorian from The Mandalorian. He's a good boy. I think his name's Din Djarin, I believe. He's a good man. So it would be... So North, Captain North, I would assign her as the role of... I want to say the group medic, because she is a caring individual. No. No, group medic goes to Keanu. Keanu is the team medic. He's just a very kind-hearted person. The sniper, that's an obvious choice. It's Garrus Vakarian. Nobody can outshoot that boy. Not even the Mary Sue / Gary Stu that Commander Shepard is. Okay, off topic for a second, but if you played Mass Effect 3 and you went to the Citadel and you did the gun shooting challenge with Garrus and you didn't let him win, you have no heart, you have no soul, and I'm very upset with you. For the team engineer, I think I would give that to Captain. And then following all of that, I guess that would leave, who was it? Garrus, Captain, Keanu, and, the Mandalorian's the muscle. Muscle and scout, really. He's just a good boy, too. So that would be my ragtag team in the great horny war of 2020. Thank you, An Amorous Perspective, for such an amazing question. And, God, timing altogether. Speaking of Captain North, we have a few questions from Captain North. And their first one being, what are your go-to tags? I think I already covered this before. Anything BDSM associated. Collars are a big one for me. I love collars. I love collars and leashes. I also love gags. Well, gags are just really fucking hot, in my opinion. And so, yeah. One that I haven't seen that I would love to more often is straitjackets. I think those are really fucking hot. I know I might be in the minority and that might be a little bit weird, but straitjackets and armbinders are really fucking hot to me. So Nora's second question was, do you have a favorite mythological person or creature? That's either a toss-up between a phoenix or a sphinx. I really appreciate both of those. The sphinx is really cool, though. I think I'm gonna have to go with the sphinx. I think it's just designed beautifully, and the history behind it is really cool, and the fact that it's actually rooted into both Egyptian and Greek history and mythology is pretty fucking neat. And their final question is, which is your favorite dinosaur / reptile? Okay, I'm gonna answer both of those. Favorite reptile? That's a toughie. I want to say lizards in general. I love lizards. I had a pet gecko at one point. No, they're not the same, but... Oh god, lizards are just so cute. Love them. And my favorite dinosaur? Pterodactyl, I'd say. Just because flying in general is just... just anything that flies is beautiful. Then it's kind of interesting to think of like a predator that's so fucking big that could fly. Yeah, so thank you, Captain North. So a pal of mine, Swords on Discord, sent me a few messages and they wanted to kind of keep out of Reddit, so that's fair. They asked me four questions, and the first one being, what is your all-time favorite meme? I like Bongo Cat. Bongo Cat was a good one. There's some good things to come out of Bongo Cat. Although lately, my favorite meme has just been Craig from the Halo Infinite reveal. Craig the Brute is just a beautiful man and I love him. Second question was, tell me one of your earliest gaming memories. Probably one of my earliest that I can recall well was the very first Ratchet and Clank game on the PlayStation 2 was one of my first. And going through that game and finally getting to the end and fighting off Drek was just... it was a rush. And I remember being in the basement in my shitty my silly little brick TV that had a 4:3 aspect ratio. It was a piece of shit, and it kind of faded in and out and everything. And I wouldn't have changed it for the world. Third question was, what is your opinion on strawberries the fruit? Fucking delicious. Put them in everything and eat me right up. And last question was, what is one thing that you've learned from GWA? One, I've learned that I'm a horny motherfucker, even more so than I thought before. And the second thing that I learned was that, God, I love the people from GWA. And there's no need to be ashamed of things that you do. Because if you don't have any shame, nobody can hold anything against you. Just enjoy yourself and be there for you. So, thanks, Swords, for all that. Next, we have a single question from user Golden Record with 2 D's at the end. And they asked, what is your favorite kind of monster girl? Me personally, if I was in the scenario of a listener, it would be an arachne. I'm usually not a fan of spiders, but there's something about the capabilities of an arachne, the strength and the webs. It's just, oh, it's hot. But it's... It'd either be an arachne or it's a tie with a kitsune. Kitsune are really cool. I like them a lot. So thanks, Golden Record. And last, but certainly not least, we come to the finale with Mr. Dex 95. And I assume a he with the name Mr. He asked me 3 different questions. The first one is, what accent, if any, for you turns on is a big turn on? Depends on if it's said by a woman or a guy. For a guy, I don't know if there is an accent that really stands out. I enjoy a man with an Irish accent or an Australian accent. As long as it's not too harsh. If it's too harsh, it's kind of it goes a little too far on the opposite end. I think this goes for almost any accent. But for girls, the obvious thing is Russian accent, but I mean that's a little bit more obvious than anything else. For girls, it's either a Russian accent or a English accent. A British accent is really hot sometimes for girls. Second question was, what is my favorite color? Pink. Pink is definitely my favorite color. I embrace the fact that I love pink. I brand everything I can with pink. And anytime a game gives me not options on color color and accent color, it's always primary black, secondary pink. That's just kind of how I roll. And Mr. Dex's final question. If it happens, how do you deal with moments that you're stuck in your own head where you psych yourself out during a recording or just doing anything at all? I don't usually get myself psyched out too much in recording. Honestly, my biggest issue is getting a headache when I'm going through the orgasm motions, because I usually kind of bounce my head back and forth quite a bit to kind of get into the mood a lot, and that inadvertently kind of shaking my head repeatedly gives me a headache. So I usually have to take a break and drink some water and cool off for a second, but... Yeah, usually I'm okay. The exception being a ramble fap, but I usually don't do too many of those. But thanks for asking. And to finish off after this long, long endeavor, thank you all so much for asking your questions. I really appreciate it, and this means so much to me. I'm really glad I could do this for you guys, because you've done so much for me. So thank you all. And you all have a wonderful rest of your night. Mwah.